这个中国春节还没有完全过去哈，今天是初五
Today is the fifth day of the Chinese New Year.
像初五没过哈，新春节还没过去。
We have not finished with the Spring Festival.
那在春节期间，大家有没有讲过祝福别人的话
What kind of blessing words have you said to others?
有没有接受过别人对我们的祝福
？Have you received blessing from others?
一定有的哈。
Of course.
但大家仔细想想，那些话讲的话的人和说这些话的人，可能都不是很当真。
But a lot of times we were those who say it or those who receive it may not really take it for real.
不过是一些激励话而已。
Some kind of encouraging words.
好多我们就是从别人那里 copy 下来，然后转发出去的。
A lot of times we just copy and paste.
那么今天来到神的面前，我们要明白，我们怎么能够真正的祝福别人。
We need to come before God and know how we truly can bless others.
真正我们希望大家都希望得到福气哈，但真正的那个福气那个福音到底是什么呢
？We all want to receive blessing, but what is the real blessing?
今年这一开年呢，好像这个坏消息就不断。
When the new year started, it seems like bad news comes continuously.
我好多因为这个 news cycle 太快了，好多事情过去我们都忘记了哈。
And then because the news is coming so quickly, we seem to be forgetting.
大家还记得今年一月一号，美国就发生一些恐怖的袭击的事情。
January 1st and some kind of bad news happened.
这个1月29号我们中国的年春节那一天这个飞机就出事情。
And then on January 29th, when we have a Chinese New Year, then we have this aviation disaster.
还没过两天又一架飞机掉下来。
And then 2 days later, another plane crashed.
这些事情不断的哈，让我们有一点应接不暇，到底发生什么了啊？这个世界。
And when all these things happen, we feel like we just cannot really deal with it.
特别是我们昨天在一起聚餐的时候，大家也谈到，就是那个，一月二十九号空难当中有一些的华人，我们当中一些人都认识。
And also when we talked about it in our gathering yesterday, that there are some Chinese family we actually knew them.
住的离的我们都不远 ，Virginia 就有。对对
and they were in that aviation disaster, and they lived not far away in Virginia.
尤其知道他们当中一些很优秀的、很出色的这些的孩子们哈，练滑冰嘛哈，他们参加比赛回来遇到这个空难，有些是父母带着一个孩子都在飞机上，那这一次哈，这个遇到这样的不幸的事情。
And there are some children who excelled in skating, and they were traveling with a family and encountered this disaster.
我相信他们在过年的时候也都收到过别人说的祝福的激励的话。
I believe that they have received these blessing words when they go through Chinese New Year.
万事如意，心想事成。他们肯定收到无数个这样的祝福，对不对
？They may have received many things that, like, you know, everything will go according to your wishes and things like that.
但这些最后都变成好像一些美好的愿望而已。
But they all turn to some kind of, just hope, that good things will happen.
我在想，也请大家想啊，如果真的是哈，我们比如说提前预知到这些的事情哈，真的是有一段时间，哪怕五分钟，要对那些要遇到空难的人讲的话的话，我们该讲什么样的话呢
？Now, let's say you can kind of anticipate what is going to come, and you have 5 minutes. What would you say to these people who encountered that accident?
什么样的话讲给人听？不光是表达你一些的美好的愿望、一些的吉利的话而已，而是真的能够祝福到他，甚至能够改变他的永恒的归宿。
No, not just expressing some wonderful hope to those people, but what are some of the things that you can really say that would bless them and change their lives?
今天我们读的这段经文啊，就是让我们去思考啊，什么是真正的福音。
And today's passage we read is going to tell us what is the true gospel.
那感谢主哈，今天如果今天坐在这里的朋友们当中还有没有信耶稣的哈，希望你今天能够仔细的听这一段的信息。
And if those of you who have not received the Lord yet among us, I hope you can listen carefully to this passage today.
这一段经文当中所记载的这个福音是关乎我们每一个人灵魂的最终归宿的重大的一个问题。
And this passage about the good news is about every single one of us. Where is the final destination for our souls?
很快哈，下个星期六、星期天，我们就开始我们幸福小组网络的啊，这次网络幸福小组7.0了。
Next weekend, we will begin our Happiness Group 7.0.
我们过去大概有一两个月，我们就一直跟大家报告这件事情。
We've been reporting for the last 2 months.
可能很多人听了也就过去了，没有把这个放在心里。
And many of you may have heard it and just kind of passed.
可能有人看到这些报告，听到这些报告，都有点觉得烦了，还一遍一遍总在讲这件事。为什么这个教会每一年都要花一段时间很认真的去传福音呢？
And may some of you may find it even bothersome. Why does this church have to kind of spend every year to go talking about preaching the gospel?
到底是什么是我们所信的福音，我们所传扬的福音呢？
What is the gospel that we preach?
这就是今天这一段经文让我们看到的。
This is what this passage is about today.
保罗当初，这位神所拣选的外邦的使徒，他是怎么传福音的？他为什么要这样去做呢？
How does this apostle, the Gentile, preach the gospel?
而且我们发觉，他今天这个圣经记载的，他第一次向人传福音的整个的全，整个信息的架构都记载在这里，是第一次完整的记载在这里的信息。This
is the first time when his complete structure of how he preached the gospel is recorded.
但这个地方呢，是他，这个地方又叫加拉太，所以后来呢，他不光这是第一次传福音，后面他还写一封信，专门给这里的教会。
The place he's talking about here is Galatia, and actually not he's only doing it here, but later on he wrote a letter to the Galatians.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
就是说,我们今天坐在这里的人,好多,绝大部分的人是已经信耶稣的人了。我们一提到福音就觉得说,哎呀,这好像是别人的事情,跟我没有太大的关系,我已经信耶稣了。
Most of us here are Christians, and we may say that, well, the gospel is really for those who have not believed yet.
但通过今天这段的记载,你就知道。 原来这个地方的人是已经听了福音，是已经信了耶稣基督了。但是过了几年，没多久之后，保罗还要再写一封信，提醒他们，他们信的是什么。And
true, those Christians there in Galatia have already believed in the Lord, but actually a few years later, Paul has to write another letter to remind them what the gospel is.
这样的事情也会发生在我们的当中。我们以为我们已经完全明白什么是福音了。
And that would happen to us too. We may think that we believe in the gospel already.
但慢慢的，这个对福音的了解会被模糊。
But gradually we may become fussy about the gospel.
甚至有一些似是而非的一些的观念，甚至在教会里面也会影响我们的信心，我们的信仰。
And maybe there will be some concepts that would impact how what we believe in the church.
所以这个地方的教会是保罗亲自传福音建立起来，这些人信耶稣，然后建立教会了。
This is a place where Paul himself personally established the church.
但没过多久，有人就进来讲一些听起来也对，但是却模糊了真正的福音。所以保罗要再次写一封加拉太书给这个地方的人。But
later on, there will be people who come in and confuse them and kind of teach them about concepts that seemingly right, but actually kind of confuses the gospel.
很严肃地提醒他们，你们现在已经信错了，你们现在已经被另外一种的福音所搅扰了，你们要明白，回到当初你们所听到的，那个纯正的福音到底是什么。
And Paul will remind them that you believe wrongly, you have been confused by these other gospel, and you need to go back to the real gospel.
所以今天让我们，不管我们是信主的，还是现在还暂时没有相信的，我们都能够从这段经文当中再次明白。 到底我们信的纯正的福音是什么？
So it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or not a Christian yet. Today we need to look at this passage and see what the gospel really is.
那这是接着我们上次讲的，这个保罗先去了这个塞浦路斯，就是那个居比路，在那里传福音，然后他继续往前走。And
last time we talked about Paul went to Cyprus and then he followed from there to go on.
离开这个塞浦路斯岛，先去了这个今天这个土耳其的南部，在别加这个地方。那在到这里的时候呢，他们有一个同伴，就是那个马可就离开了。And
then they went from there to go to what today's Turkey southern part, and then this place called Perga, and there John Mark left.
所以他们就剩下两个人了，一个是保罗，一个是巴拿巴。他们离开了别加，往前行，来到比西底的安提阿。 在安息日敬会堂坐下。So
then it was Paul and Barnabas left, and from Perga they went to Pisidian Antioch. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down.
这个安提阿不是他们差派他们出来的那个地方，安提阿，这特别讲是比西底的安提阿。It's
not the Antioch they were sent from, this is the Pisidian Antioch, which is different.
在这个地图，他们 是从这个叙利亚这个安提阿出发哈，去了居比路岛。
And they went from the Syrian Antioch to go to Cyprus.
那在这个东边有一个城叫萨拉米哈，他们先在这里呢进了会堂，向当地的犹太人和在犹太会堂里面的外邦人传福音。
And they went to the city in the east, Salamis, and they went to the synagogue to preach.
然后他们穿过这个岛哈，到这个西边的这个帕弗这个地方啊，在这个地方，啊，这个居比六岛就是塞浦路斯岛的省长啊，在这里信耶稣。
And they went to the west and go to Paphos, and there the governor of the island of Cyprus believed in the Lord.
那他们离开这个塞浦路斯岛，就到了这个别加哈。
And after that, they went to Perga.
然后今天呢，他们继续往北走，到了比西底的安提阿。
And continue to the north to Pisidian Antioch.
所以路线就是这样哈。你看这个加拉太是一个大的区域啊，叫加拉太，包括这个比西底的安提阿。
And Galatia is really a whole region, including Pisidian Antioch.
还包括后面我们会读到的哈，这个路斯德呀、以哥念呢和特庇这些城。
And also included Lystra, Iconium, and Derbe.
所以这样我们就跟这个后面保罗写书信就连在一起了哈。保罗写加拉太书的时候，就是写给这个地区的，包括这个今天我们要读到这个安提阿当地的这些的基督徒和教会。
So later on, when you read about the book of Galatians, it's really reading the whole region, including the people in Pisidian Antioch.
那他们到了这个比西底的安提阿之后，他们也像通常一样，先进入到会堂啊，犹太人聚集每个安息日在那里聚会的地方。
As usual, they went to the synagogue during Sabbath.
那说有人就邀请他们哈，二位兄台有什么劝勉的话，给他们机会让来他们讲话啊。
And so people invited them, the two brothers. You have anything you want to say?
他们第一次来这个地方哈，就有机会能够在会堂里传福音。
The first time they went there and they have the opportunity to preach the gospel.
其实这个是他们很常见的在会堂里发生的事情，就是他们会堂经常的这个程序就是大家这个当地的长老啊，先把当地的犹太人聚集在一起。
And the usual custom is that the local elders would gather everybody.
然后呢，他们要宣读神的话哈，就是记载在。律法里面先知里的圣经的话语。
And they will proclaim God's words from the prophets and from the elders.
那读完这一段经文之后呢，通常如果是没有外来的人，就是当地的长老会跟大家解释这个经文的意思。
And if there are no outside foreign visitors, and the local elders would explain the meaning of the passage.
但是如果有路过的人来到他们的会堂，尤其这些路过的人是受过律法训练的人，像保罗这样的人，他们一定会邀请这些外来的客人呢，来向他们分享。
And if they're foreign visitors, especially those have been trained in the laws and the commandments, and they will invite those people to speak.
所以你看，他们读完律法以后呢，管会堂的哈就叫人过去哈，对他们说：“二位兄台，若有什么劝勉众人的话，请说。”
So after reading from the law and the prophets, the leaders of the synagogue sent word to them, saying, "Brothers, if you have a word of exhortation for the people, please speak."
这件事情其实在塞浦路斯岛上已经发生了哈。他们去的第一个城，他们就是被邀请进到会堂，然后在那里讲福音。所以显然保罗早已经预备好。
So it happened in Cyprus, so Paul was prepared.
当一扇让他讲话的机会，一个门向他敞开的时候。他绝对不会错过哈，他一定要抓住这个机会来讲什么呢？讲福音。
He would not miss any opportunity when the door is open to preach God's words.
当然，这一段话我们现在读起来很长，其实几分钟就读完。
It seems like okay, we finish in a few minutes.
所以显然这一段的记载呢，是他当天传讲这个信息的一个大纲。
So it actually is a whole summary of what he actually talked about that day.
他保罗当时还讲了很多的解释的话哈，没有记载在这个经文当中。
And many words that Paul used to explain the passage probably were not recorded there.
但是他讲的主要的内容都在这里了。
The main content was recorded.
特别是他讲解福音的那个关键哈，我们能够找到五个关键的地方。都在这里可以找到。
And the five key things about the gospel that is really recorded here.
保罗就站起来了哈，他就举手啊，对众人讲话说：“以色列人和一切敬畏神的人，请听。”
And standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, "Fellow Israelites and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me."
所以显然，在听众当中呢，绝大部分是犹太人。
So the majority of the audience is Jew.
以色列人，但是还包括一些什么敬畏神的人。
but also included Gentiles who worship God.
就是有一些他生来不一定是犹太人，但是他对于犹太的信仰啊非常的认同，所以他甚至可以板一成为犹太教的人，但他不是种族上面不是犹太人。
So ethnically, they are not Israelites, but they actually converted to Judaism.
所以接下来哈，保罗就开始啊来传福音的。
And then from there on, Paul preached the gospel.
那我们仔细来看哈，我们一点一点来看，他从五个角度来讲解福音。
From five angles, he preached the gospel.
让我们再次回想哈，我们所信的福音到底是什么
？So that we can remember what is the gospel we believed in.
也帮助我们哈。我昨天有姊妹有问怎么传福音哈，仔细听哦哈，看看保罗是怎么向人传讲福音。
So yesterday, a sister asked me, "How do we preach the gospel?" So listen carefully. These are the five angles that Paul used.
他传讲福音的中心哈，从五个不同的角度讲，就是一件事：耶稣基督是上帝应许给我们的救主。
And he may be talking about from five different angles, but the core thing is that Jesus is the Christ, God's promised Savior.
所以我们要想传福音，要想帮助别人得到神的这个福气哈，一定要抓住这一点，要讲出耶稣基督是谁，耶稣基督做了什么，耶稣基督怎么成了我们的福音呢？
And so if you want to preach the gospel, you have to grasp this central thought is that who is Jesus? What has he done for us?
啊，第一个，保罗讲的这一段哈，第一段他就讲了，哦，原来这个福音呢，不是神一拍脑袋临时想出来的方法哈。神早早的就预备了这个救主，预备了借着耶稣基督要赐福给相信的人了。
And so the first concept is that, that Jesus is not something that God just thought up instantly, but it's God has in advance prepared to be the Savior.
因为他讲解的对象是犹太人，所以他用犹太人都明白都知道，在会堂里的人哈，每个星期都读圣经哈，他们听到的、明白的、知道的，他们民族的历史讲起。
So because the audience is mainly Jewish, so he used the history of the Jewish people to explain to them.
到那个时候，如果从亚伯拉罕算起，到他保罗传福音这个时候，两千年已经过去了。
From Abraham's time to Paul's time, about 2,000 years passed.
所以保罗前面这一段就是用整个以色列两千年的历史啊，他用很简洁的语言啊，把他两千年的历史贯穿出来以后。告诉我们说，这两千年当中，神一直在预备，一直在预备，要让耶稣基督把这个福音彰显给我们。
And in very concise language, explained in 2,000 years, God has prepared step by step.
这以色列民的神拣选了我们的祖宗，那就是亚伯拉罕了，以撒、雅各了，先祖。当民寄居埃及的时候，抬举他们，用大能的手领他们出来，哦，一下子。就从亚伯拉罕又跳到摩西，对不对？摩西带他们出来。
The God of the people of Israel chose our ancestors as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt with mighty power. He led them out of that country. So he jumped all the way to Moses now.
又在旷野容忍他们约四十年，哈，这又讲了哈，他们当中有四十年的时间离开了埃及，却没有进到那个迦南地的时候，在旷野待了四十年。既灭了迦南地七族的人，哦，这就是约书亚的故事了啊。约书亚，摩西没进去哈，约书亚进去了。约书亚带着他们把当地的这个七个外邦民族的人灭掉以后呢，就把那地分给他们为业。
For about 40 years, he endured the conduct in the wilderness before they entered into Canaan, and he overthrew seven nations in Canaan. Really, is about the story of Joshua, and giving them the land to his people as their inheritance.
然后此后给他们设立士师啊，这又进入到四百多年的士师的时期哈，约有四百五十年。然后士师结束的时候呢，直到先知撒母耳的时候，后来他们求一个王，神就讲便雅悯支派中基士的儿子扫罗给他们做王，做王四十年。
All this took about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel, the prophet. Then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years.
所以你看，我们如果读过旧约的话，这几句话就一下子从亚伯拉罕把我们带到这个这个联合国度哈，扫罗做王的时期了。
And so, in a few sentences, he brought them all the way from Abraham to Saul.
然后呢，既废了扫罗啊，他没停在这里哈、啊，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他们做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
After removing Saul, he made David the king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.
撒母耳、扫罗、大卫，哎，为什么呢？为什么要讲大卫呢？因为从这人的后裔中，神已经照着所应许的，为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。
Why did Paul talk about David?From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus as he has promised.
所以我们注意到哈，原来这个保罗传福音，他讲了这一大多的历史哈，最后的目的就是要引出来，原来耶稣就是神从亚伯拉罕的时候就开始预备的哈，经过这么多的时期，每个时期的人都在知道说有一个救主，有一个弥赛亚要来哈，啊，一路的下来就是落到最后。谁是这位救主呢？谁是这位弥赛亚呢？就是耶稣基督。
And so with all these things talked about in the history, starting from Abraham, God was just kind of bring out step by step as God had been promising all the way until the end. It will be Jesus who will be this Messiah.
2000年当中我们提到亚伯拉罕的时候，最重要就是说，哇，这是一个与神立约的人。
And in 2000 years, what is the importance of Abraham? He is the one who has a covenant with God.
神应许他赐他大的福，要有君王从他而出哈，这个一切的福气要借着亚伯拉罕临到世界的万国万族，是怎么成就的呢？
And how is all the blessings for all nations going to go be achieved? It's really from the seed of Abraham.
就是当耶稣基督降临的时候，耶稣基督降临的时候，马太福音特别记载他，这是亚伯拉罕的后裔，为什么呢？因为神的应许啊。给亚伯拉罕的应许要借着这位后裔就是耶稣基督要完全的实现。
And that's why in the book of Matthew it recorded that Jesus came from Abraham as his seed.
摩西哇很伟大的哈，犹太人历史上被人尊崇，这个得到律法的人，传递律法的人，他亲自跟神面对面见面的一个摩西。
A great man Moses was, he saw God face to face and received the law from God.
这个国家的律法哈，借着摩西传递下来，但是那个救恩，那个恩典是从哪儿来呢？是借着另外一位哈，像摩西的先知，就是耶稣基督而来。
And so through Moses, the kingdom of Israel received the law, but it was through Jesus that salvation would come.
世世的年代哈，这个常常有外族来侵略他们。他们每一次遇到这个侵略的时候，他们就呼求神给他们一个救主带领他们。
In the time of judges, they are oftentimes being invaded by Gentiles, but they often call on God and to receive salvation.
所以一个世世一个世世啊，每一次世世兴起的时候，就带领以色列人打败敌国。
And then judges after judge, and then they would lead the Israelites to defeat the Gentiles.
然而这段历史让我们去思考，谁是我们真正的？那个救主呢？谁能真正带我们，不光是战胜外在的敌人，而且能够战胜生命中的敌人，胜过死亡的那个救主呢？原来就是耶稣基督。
And then we will think about who is that real savior who will lead us to conquer not just an external enemy, but also the enemy of death, and that is Jesus.
讲到大卫哈，最重要的是说，哇，这是以色列人历史上最伟大的君王。
David was the greatest king in Israel's history.
凭着信心战死这个敌人哥利亚。
With faith, he defeated Goliath.
特别是哈，神跟大卫又一次立约，讲到说要大卫的后裔、大卫的子孙当中要以一个王，而且他的王国国度呢是永远长存的。
And then once again, the covenant was reestablished with David, and it's also promised that in through his descendant, there will be an eternal kingdom.
所以自从神跟大卫立了那个约之后，历世历代的犹太人都在期待大卫的子孙的到来。
And after the covenant with David, then all generations of Israelites would be anticipating the coming of that king.
那谁是那位被称为大卫子孙的那一位弥赛亚，那位真正的君王，他的国度可以存到永远的呢？就是主耶稣基督。
And who is that Messiah? Who is that descendant of David that would have that eternal kingdom? And that is Jesus Christ.
所以这是保罗传福音的第一个 主要的内容说，神这2000年的犹太人的历史一直在预备，一直在准备人，让人知道通过不同的时代来去等待、期待，最终呢，把耶稣基督赐给我们。
So the first perspective Paul gave his audience is that God has been preparing for 2,000 years to bring about this Messiah.
是神早早预备。
So God has prepared.
但如果保罗今天站在这里，对我们这些可能对这个犹太人的历史不是那么熟悉的华人，他会怎么讲？
And if God is standing among, I mean, if Paul is standing among us to those Chinese people here who may not be as familiar with Israel's history, what would he say?
他会告诉我们呢，在创立世界之前，在人和世界还没有造成之前，上帝就早早的给我们预备了耶稣基督了。
He would tell us that even before the world was created, God has prepared salvation for us.
这是后来他写以弗所书的时候啊，他去那个雅典的时候，对外邦人，他就这样讲的哈。神从一本当中造出万族来，所以在对外邦人，对我们这些对犹太人历史不熟悉的人的人讲到的时候，他就告诉我们，神是早早预备哦，但是是早早在早到什么时候？早到创造世界的时候，神就已经预备了耶稣基督。
And so when Paul later on was talking to Ephesians, who are Gentiles, who may not understand Israel's history, he was telling them that God has prepared for this salvation even before the world was created.
这就是以弗所书里讲哈，这个神赐给我们的福气哈，从创立世界之前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
神拣选了我们呢，我们每一个人呢，上帝都认识都知道，按名字都知道我们每一个人呢。
God has chosen everything we are, He knows us by name.
而且他爱我们爱到一个什么程度呢？早早的哈，在我们还不认识他，还不了解他的时候，他就已经预定我们在基督里面，通过信耶稣基督的方式得到上帝的救赎了。
And he has chosen us even before we even be formed or know him to be predestined to be his children.
上帝认识我们每一个人不是在我们出生的时候。
God didn't know us when we were born.
也不是在我们后来信耶稣的时候。
It's not when we received Christ.
更早啊，早到什么时候？早到我们还没有被创造出来之前，上帝就已经预备预定我们在耶稣基督里面得到救赎。
And even before we were born, God has predestined and chosen us.
这是我们所信的福音。
This is the gospel we believe in.
第二个，保罗告诉我们哈，这么好的福气，这么大的救赎，神早早预备的这么好的一个礼物，什么样的人才能得到呢？
And the second point that Paul was making was like this wonderful gift. Who can receive it?
只有悔改的人哦，这个只有肯悔改、认罪悔改的人才能得救哦。
And only those who are willing to repent and confess the sins can be saved.
你看保罗怎么讲的？他说在他没有出来之前，约翰向以色列众民宣讲悔改的洗礼。
Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel.
不光是保罗这么讲哈，你去读这个福音书，四本福音书，从哪里开始讲福音？开始讲耶稣基督的福音。都是从施洗约翰讲起。
And it's not just Paul. If you look at all four Gospels, it was talking with John the Baptist.
而且我们知道，施洗约翰出来做一件事情，传一个信息，就是什么？悔改的信息，悔改的洗礼。他为人洗礼，就是呼召人悔改。
And his one message from John the Baptist is repentance and the baptism of repentance.
认识到我们的罪，然后肯来到上帝的面前认罪，这样的人才能够得到耶稣基督的救赎。
To know our sins and come before God and confess our sins, and only those can receive God's salvation.
其实一开始施洗约翰是很有名的哈，在犹太人当中哈，不光是在巴勒斯坦那块地方哈，包括在外地，全世界的犹太人当中，施洗约翰的名声要大过耶稣的名声。
In the beginning, John the Baptist is actually very famous. He is well known among all the Jewish people, even more famous than Jesus.
因为他早耶稣基督之前出来哈。来啊，做神的先知。
Because he came before Jesus to be the prophet of God.
而且施洗约翰的主要的任务就是预备人心来迎接、来认识这位耶稣基督。他是一个耶稣基督像他的开路先锋一样先出来。
His mission is to prepare the way for Jesus to prepare people's hearts.
呼唤人借着悔改来预备我们的心，准备接受这位神已经预言、已经预备好的那位救主的降临。
He called on people to prepare their hearts to welcome the Savior that has been prepared.
为什么当时施洗约翰在全世界的犹太人都这么有名呢？跟神的那个时间上的安排也非常有关系。
And why was he so famous? It was because of the timing of God.
因为在他出来之前呢，历世历代很多的先知出来，不断的代表神向以色列人讲话。
Because before he came out, there were many, many prophets before him and speaking on behalf of God.
但是施洗约翰出来之前，神特别选择有400年的时间不讲话。
And but yet, when John the Baptist came out, there were 400 years God did not speak.
400年当中没有一个真先知出来传递上帝的话。
There was no real prophet in those 400 years to speak for God.
突然有一天，施洗约翰出来了，而且大家都知道他是从神而来的先知，哇！所以全世界的犹太人都知道，哦，我们又有先知了哈。所以施洗约翰的名声。在整个的犹太的民族，在那个时代当中，大家都知道，哇，这是神派来对我们讲话的人呢。
So when he came out after 400 years, and everybody knew that he was a prophet of God, so that's why he was so famous.
然而他传这个悔改的福音，悔改的洗礼。
And he talked about the baptism of repentance.
这个悔改这个词是什么意思呢？就是 change our mind, 就是改变我们的想法。
What does repentance mean? Is to change your mind.
所以这个施洗约翰来传的这个悔改的这个信息是让人 change, 改变我们对谁的想法呢？是改变我们对耶稣基督的介绍他是怎样一位救主的这样一个信息。
And so it's to change people's minds and to introduce them to Jesus.
因为世人一开始不认识耶稣基督是谁。
Because in the beginning, people do not know who Jesus was.
所以施洗约翰要让人帮助人去改变对耶稣基督的看法。
So John the Baptist helped changing people's mind about Jesus.
借着我们认识耶稣基督真正是谁以后呢，才能带来生命方向、生命的这个真实的改变。
And only after knowing who Jesus really is, then we can bring about changes in our lives.
是从我们心里面对耶稣基督的认识开始，来带出我们的行为，带出我们的情感，带出我们全人，甚至我们这个世界观、人生观、价值观整体的改变，这叫真正的悔改。
Starting with knowing Jesus in the heart, that will bring about all the changes in our behavior and our worldly perspective in all our behavior.
所以那个悔改的关键是你对耶稣怎么看哈。
So,That repentance is about how you look at Jesus.
你看施洗约翰是怎么介绍耶稣的哈？他说，约翰讲行进他的路途时说，你们以为我是谁？我不是基督，只是有一位在我以后来的，我解他脚上的鞋带也是不配的。
So as John the Baptist was completing his work, he said, "Who do you suppose I am? I am not the one you're looking for, but there is one coming after me whose sandals." I am not worthy to untie.
这一段话我们不了解犹太当时的历史，我们不大容易明白他到底在讲什么。
We may not quite understand what this passage is about because we don't know about Jewish customs.
但大家记得哈，这个约翰的使命是介绍人认识耶稣哈，所以别人不认识耶稣，他认识耶稣，所以他要竭力的去向人解释耶稣到底是谁啊。
So John the Baptist's mission is to introduce people to Jesus. So other people may not know Jesus, but he himself know him, and he needs to do that.
他这句话什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
很多人都知道耶稣是一个夫子。
A lot of people know that Jesus is a teacher.
那个时候呢，这个夫子老师带学生啊，跟今天不一样，找个学校把孩子送去就行了。
It's not like that, like today. Like you just send some children to a school.
那个时候学生要主动去找到一个老师，而且不仅把他当作老师，而且跟他在一起，跟他生活在一起，跟他住在一起，整天就陪着他。
And students at that time has to go proactively go find a teacher and also to live with him, to stay with him, and learn from him.
所以这个老师一旦收他做学生啊，就有点像学徒一样，所以好像又像他的孩子一样，就是他可以让他做很多事情。
So the teacher would be gathering kind of people like children, and then they can ask them to do a lot of things.
这个老师如果是比如说要需要东西，让这个学生去帮他买东西都可以的。
And the teacher can tell his students to go buy something.
帮他做家务也可以的。
To do household chores, yes.
但是有一件事情，他们的传统是不可以让学生去做的。
But there's one thing the teacher would not ask the students to do.
就是什么事情？你不能让他去给你解鞋带的哈，因为这件事太这个卑微了哈，最卑微的仆人，家里的仆人才去做。你不能因为他是你的学生，你就让他做这件事，是这个意思。
You cannot ask a student to untie your sandals because it's just such a lowly task, maybe for the lowliest servant.
所以当施洗约翰讲出这句话的时候，当时的这个犹太人都听得懂的。
So when he talked about things like that, then all the Jewish people would understand.
施洗约翰在讲什么？
What is he talking about?
他是说你们都尊我为先知哦。
You all treat me as a prophet.
但是你们知道耶稣基督是谁吗？
But do you know who Jesus is?
他虽然是在我后面来的。
Even though he comes after me,
但他的地位比我太尊贵，不知道多少了。
But he is so much higher than me.
最卑微的哈，家里最卑微的那个仆人做的，别人都不喜欢做的那个解鞋带那件事情，我不仅愿意给他做，甚至我愿意给他做，都不配做这件事情。
And the lowliest task for the lowliest servant to untie the sandals, even I'm willing, but actually I'm not even worthy to do it.
这一比较你就知道施洗约翰在怎样向别人介绍耶稣基督了。
So now you can know how John the Baptist how he introduced Jesus to others.
你们尊敬我是先知，你知道耶稣基督是什么？耶稣基督是上帝的儿子哦。
You honor me as a prophet, but do you know who Jesus is? He is the Son of God.
君王的儿子哈，天国的君王来到我们的当中，当然了，我再卑微哈，再给他要怎么服侍他都不配的。
The Son of the God of Heaven came to earth, and so I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals.
这是我们向人讲的福音。
That's the gospel we preach to others.
你怎么认识耶稣基督？
How do you know Jesus?
耶稣基督到底是谁？
Who is Jesus?
他不仅是以色列人的神哦。
He's not just the God of the Israelites.
对华人来讲说，不光是他只是西方人的神呢。
And for the Chinese, may think that he is the God of the Western.
我刚30年前来美国留学哈。别人刚跟我传福音的时候，我说：“哎呀，这是你们的神。”
And when I came to study 30 years ago, and I would say, "Oh, that is your God."
你有你们的神啊，
you have
我有我的神。
I have my God.
条条大路通罗马。
All roads lead to Rome.
耶稣基督只是众多这个得救的方式中的一种，众神中的一位。
And Jesus is only one God of many, and also only one way of many to receive salvation.
直到有一天我悔改了。
Until one day I repented.
直到有一天神把我带到一个地步，让我真正的认识到原来耶稣基督是唯一得救的道路。
Until one day God led me to understand that he is the only way to salvation.
若不借着相信耶稣基督，没有人能到父神那里去。
Without going through Christ, nobody can go to God.
原来天上地下没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救的了。
There is no name under heaven that we can receive salvation.
借着这样的悔改，借着我对耶稣基督认识的改变，我真正认识到他是我唯一的救主的时候，带来我行为的改变。
Through repentance and through knowing about Jesus, it brings about my change in behavior.
我愿意投靠他。
I want to go to him.
我愿意相信他做我的救主。
I want to believe in him as my savior.
我向他祷告，祈求他来拯救我。
I pray to him to ask me to save me.
这是我们传扬的福音，改变啊，悔改，悔改。以前我们可能对耶稣基督有各种各样错误的看法，但今天我们要悔改。你要真正的认识耶稣是你的救主。
To change your mind and to repent to know that he is our personal savior.
只有耶稣基督爱你爱到一个地步，为你钉了十字架，为你的罪付了所有该付的代价。
Only Jesus loved you to such an extent that he would get nailed on the cross for our sins.
这是保罗传福音讲的第二点。第三点呢，他把这个最核心的部分，耶稣基督怎么能够救我们呢？为什么一信耶稣基督 得拯救呢？他把这个核心给我们讲出来了。
And then the third thing that he will talk about, the focus, the core belief of the gospel,
就是耶稣基督已经做成了什么事儿。
And this is what Jesus had already accomplished.
你看他怎么讲，他说，弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人，因为他前面有一个称呼了哈，讲了两点以后呢，到这里再次恳切的称呼他的听众的时候，就告诉大家重点出来了哈，接下来是核心了哈，这救世的道是传给我们的。
And fellow children of Abraham and God-fearing Gentiles, once again, he emphasized and speaking to the audience, it is to us that this message of salvation has been sent.
耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的书，就把基督定了死罪，正应了先知的预言。
The people of Jerusalem and the rulers did not recognize Jesus, yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath.
什么事情已经发生了?
What has already accomplished?
耶稣基督已经死了。
Jesus already died.
耶稣基督被那些不认识他的人定了死罪了。
And those people who sentenced him to death did not know him.
所以这里面省略了很多话，保罗在这个时候他一定会解释，耶稣为什么会愿意被人去钉死在十字架上吗？
And there are many words probably being skipped here and who probably have explained why was Jesus willing to be nailed on the cross.
他一定会向人去解释耶稣基督从来没有犯过罪哦。
He would explain that Jesus had never sinned.
是因为这些人不认识他。
Those people did not know him.
而且他被人钉在十字架上，不是他被迫被钉在十字架上。
And it's not because he was forced to go on the cross.
他可以使死人复活，他可以使平静风浪，他有无限的权利。如果他不允许这件事情发生的话，这件事情是不可能发生的。
Yeah, it's power. He can make people rose from the dead, rise from the dead, and he can also calm the storms. If he would not let it happen,
那为什么耶稣能够允许这些人？ 把他钉在十字架上。
Why would Jesus let these people nail him on the cross?
他的死到底是为什么呢？
Why was his death on the cross?
不是为他自己，是为我们。
It's not for him, it's for us.
是借着他的死来承担你我本该受的那个死的刑罚。
It's so that our penalty of our sins can be fulfilled.
虽然查不出他有当死的罪来，还是求比拉多杀他，既成就了经上指着他所说记的一切话。 就把他从木头上取下来，放在坟墓里。神却叫他从死里复活。Though
they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and God and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead.
什么是福音的核心？
What is the core of the gospel?
为什么信耶稣就可以得永生呢？
Why is it that you believe in Jesus, you can receive eternal life?
因为耶稣为我们的罪死了。
Because Jesus died for our sins.
而且为了显明他做的这件事情有效，三天以后，神叫他从死里复活。
And also God raised him from the dead 3 days later.
所以福音不是人创造出的一些的理论呢，福音是历史事实。
So gospel is not some theory invented by men, but is a historical fact.
是基于耶稣基督已经做成的事情。
Based on what Jesus has already done.
福音不是只是讲讲吉利话，人的美好的盼望而已，而是已经发生过的。 不可更改的神的作为。The
gospel is not some wonderful wishful words, but is what has already been done.
还有一个很重要的，我们一定要搞清楚的，福音不是说我们这个信耶稣的人要做什么。And
also one thing we have to make clear, it's not something that we need to do.
我们即使做出最大的努力，尽力去做，我们也不可能救自己的。Doesn't
matter how hard we try, we cannot save ourselves.
而是我们要知道。 耶稣基督做了什么？
We need to know what Jesus has done.
耶稣基督的死和耶稣基督的复活，这是我们要相信的福音和传扬的福音。The
gospel we need to believe in and preach is Jesus' death and resurrection.
因着他的死，我们的罪有人替我们来承担这个刑罚。Somebody
has already paid the penalty of sin for us.
因着耶稣基督的复活显明耶稣是神的儿子，没有人能够复活的，只有神才能够复活，所以这是神亲自来拯救我们的一个最明显的证据，就是耶稣从死里复活。And
the most important evidence that God has given us is that Jesus has been resurrected from the dead because nobody else can do it but the Son of God.
所以大家听清楚了，福音的核心是什么？就是耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，第一点。
And the core of it, of our belief is that Jesus died on the cross for us.
第二点就是耶稣从死里复活，让我们知道我们这个信耶稣的人可以跟他一起复活，有复活的盼望。And
then the second point is that we will be that Jesus is resurrected from the dead, so that we have the hope of resurrecting with him.
除此之外，没有别的福音喽。From
aside from that, there is no other gospel.
当时犹太人为什么他在写加拉太书给加拉太人？就是后来有人告诉他们：“你们必须要行割礼啊，你们要守律法，你们才能得救哦。”
And why did he have to write the book of Galatians? Because there's somebody who was telling the Galatians that you need to be circumcised, you need to follow the law.
所以后来保罗写加拉太书，告诉这些人，你们怎么让我觉得太可惜了，你们怎么会听信这样的福音呢？我已经跟你们传，跟你们讲了，是因为耶稣基督所做的，不是因为你们行律法才能得救的。
And that's why he wrote the book of Galatians. That's just so pitiful. I already told you that you need to believe in Jesus, not for you to do something, to do the law.
如果有人传这样的福音，传跟我传的不一样的福音的话，这些人是该咒诅的。
And those people who preach to you a different gospel are accursed.
因为讲的话好像挺好听，挺合理，但是带来的结果是非常严重的，让人不是招致福气，招致神的祝福和拯救，而是招致咒诅的。
And because the consequence of listening to those words are very serious, because you would not be following the true gospel.
所以教会当中，我们要反复的跟大家讲，我们信的福音是耶稣基督已经完成、已经成就的历史的事实，这是我们要讲的。
And that's why we need to repeatedly tell what the gospel is. It's some historical acts that Jesus has already accomplished.
因为在我们当中，有些人是以为自己已经明白了，以为自己已经相信了，但是呢，并没有真正明白福音的这个核心的内容。
Because some of us may thought that we have believed that we already know, but they didn't understand the core belief of the gospel.
以为福音只是好像来到一群好人当中。
Like they think the gospel has just come before a bunch of good people.
以为福音只是说到这里感觉很好，而且能得到帮助。
And then maybe they just come here to be helped.
有人以为说、哦、只要是、啊、这个有需要向神祷告得到医治得到这个祝福。
And so that we can come before God and ask for healing and be blessed.
教会当中一些人的相信叫做保罗讲说叫突然相信。白白信了信了以后没有真正得救。
And then there are some people that Paul would call that they kind of believe in vain.
所以保罗在后来写哥林多前书到十五章的时候他特别讲的哈你们若不是突然相信第二节到第四节第五节并且你们若不是突然相信就持守我传给你们的就必因这福音得救我当日所领受就传给你的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了并且显给基法看然后显给十二使徒看
And that's why he wrote there in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells them in order to not believe in vain, for what I received, I pass on to you of first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scripture, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
所以这是我们要知道的哈，我们信的是一个为我们的罪死然后三天以后从死里复活的耶稣基督，相信他能够赐给我们永生。
And that's what we need to believe in, that the Jesus who died for our sins and was resurrected from the dead 3 days later.
第四个啊，保罗讲的重点啊，复活的耶稣基督改变了人的生命。
And the fourth important thing that Paul preached was that the resurrected Jesus Christ would change lives.
这里提到加利利的啊，神叫他从死里复活。那从加利利同他上耶路撒冷的人多日看见他这些人如今在民间是他的见证
But God raised him from the dead and for many days he was seen by those who have traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem they are now his witnesses to our people
加利利的人首先我们想到就是加利利来的那个11个门徒
And first we thought about those 11 disciples from Galilee
呀，这些人从加利利一直跟着耶稣哈啊，去到这个耶路撒冷。
The 11 followed Jesus from Galilee to Jerusalem.
但是他跟着以后就跟不上了。
And they would follow and not follow.
到什么时候就跟不上了？到客西马尼园，耶稣马上要上十字架了。耶稣说：“你跟我一起来警醒祷告。”这些人就睡着了。
And then when they get to the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus told them to pray with me, and then they fell asleep.
特别是当耶稣马上就要上十字架的时候被抓被定罪的时候这个一个人是出卖耶稣就是那个犹大一个人就是否认耶稣就是那个彼得
And then also, then you would have Judas who betrayed Jesus and also Peter denied Jesus.
当耶稣真的被钉在十字架上的时候所有的门徒都跑掉了
And then when Jesus was nailed on the cross, all the apostles and disciples dispersed.
为什么 为什么这些门徒跟不上了呢
？Why can they not follow？
其实说到底就是一个字，就是怕死。
And in the end, it was one reason they are afraid of death.
耶稣都要死了，他还跟着干嘛？怕跟耶稣一起
受
沾染啊，被处死。
And Jesus is about to die, so why would we follow him? Then we'll die too.
但是为什么这些怕死的这些的门徒过了四十天、几十天以后，哇，竟然站在大街上向众人去传扬说耶稣基督是救主呢？
How come all these disciples are so afraid of death that after 40 days, and they would just stand in the street, broad daylight, and talk about the gospel?
在这几十天当中发生什么事情，让这些人的生命发生这么 dramatically 这个奇迹性的改变？
What kind of things happened in those 40 days to bring about that dramatic change?
就是因为他们看见了，亲眼看见了这个复活的基督。
Because they have seen with their very own eyes the resurrected Jesus.
他们看见，亲眼看见，哇，他是。手上还有那个钉，十字架那个钉痕，肋旁还有那个伤痕。
And because they saw this Jesus with the mark of the nail on the chest and also on the hands.
所以从此以后，这些以前是胆小的、怕事的、怕死的这个门徒就再也不害怕了。他们成了什么？在民间成了基督的见证。
So those who were afraid of death no longer, but they become witnesses among the people.
见证什么
？Witness what?
就是见证耶稣的复活啊
！To witness his resurrection，
告诉别人他们看着过耶稣基督复活。
They have seen the resurrected Jesus。
对，这里的加利利的人，从加利利同他去耶路撒冷的人啊，这个人，这个作者哈、啊、是精心选择的词，不是阴性，也不是阳性，是中性。
And so, and we talk about the people who travel with Jesus.From Galilee to Jerusalem, it was a very carefully chosen word. It's a neutral gender word.
什么意思呢？就是这里面的见证人不光包括那十一个门徒哈，不算犹大哈，十一个门徒还包括那些从加利利来跟着耶稣的那些妇女。
So it means that not only including the 11 apostles who followed Jesus, but also included the women who followed him.
门徒都跑光了，但这些妇女没有离开，一直跟着耶稣。
The disciples all dispersed, but the women continued to follow.
一直跟到耶稣埋的那个坟墓埋到哪里，他们都跟到那个坟墓边上。
They followed Jesus all the way to the tomb.
不是因为这些女人多么的有信心。
It's not because they have a lot of faith.
他们是爱耶稣，怜悯耶稣，看到耶稣被处死，他们很可怜，觉得。
They love Jesus and they have pity when they saw Jesus was.Nail and cross.
三天以后清早起来的时候，也不是那些门徒那些男人啊，是这些女人哦，从加利来的这些妇女，早早的就起来，就跑去那个坟墓埋耶稣的那个坟墓去。
And so it was the women after 3 days in the early morning went to the tomb.
他们也没想到说耶稣会复活。
They didn't think that Jesus would resurrect.
当时他们也没有这么强的信心。
They don't have strong faith.
他们只是怜悯耶稣，他们想去帮耶稣再重新安葬一下，让他好好体面的安葬。
So they were just trying to have pity on Jesus and trying to rebury him in a better way.
结果第一批看着耶稣复活的就是这些从加利利来的这些妇女。
And so the first group that witnessed the resurrected Jesus was the women from Galilee.
所以这些人呢，现在也在民间呢做他的见证，因为他们的生命改变了。
And those are the people who witnessed among the people because their lives was changed.
因为他们遇见了、看见了复活的耶稣。
They encountered the resurrected Jesus.
啊、所以第一批是加利利人、啊、然后呢就是我们保罗说我们今天要传给你们好消息、啊、
And so we start with the disciples from Galilee and then was we meaning Paul and Barnabas
那就包括保罗和巴拿巴咯
And that included Paul and Barnabas
巴拿巴是怎么遇见复活的耶稣的
How did Barnabas encounter the resurrection Jesus
是在五旬节那一天
And the、Pentecostal
他是居比路人他到这个耶路撒冷来过节
He was from Cyprus. He went to Jerusalem to have the festival.
Wow! 结果那一天发生奇妙的事情，圣灵降下来了。
And then that wonderful things happened on that day. The Holy Spirit descended.
那些跟过耶稣、见过耶稣的那些门徒啊，被圣灵充满，来给我们传福音的。
And those people were filled by the Holy Spirit and preached the gospel.
虽然我们没有眼睛像他们一样亲眼见到复活的耶稣，但里面的圣灵，啊，浇灌下的圣灵，让我们知道这是真的。
And even though we have not seen the resurrected Jesus with our physical eyes, but we are filled by the Holy Spirit to testify for it.
保罗说：“我们呢，我和巴拿巴一起来跟你们见证耶稣的复活。”
And Paul said, we also witness for the resurrected Jesus.
保罗怎么遇见复活的耶稣？
How did Paul encounter the resurrected Jesus?
他去这个大马士革的路上，他本来要抓基督徒，要逼迫教会的。
He was on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians.
结果竟然这个复活的耶稣在那个路上，在大光当中特别向我显现。
But yet in the great light, Jesus revealed himself to Paul.
耶稣真的复活。
Jesus has indeed resurrected.
我听过他的声音，见过他的大光。
I heard his voice and I saw his great light.
所以我今天站在这里，为耶稣的复活来做见证。
So I stand here today to witness for him.
我这个人怎么知道耶稣真的是复活？
How do I know he really resurrected?
我今天怎么能够站在这里向大家传扬耶稣复活的好消息？
How can I preach the good news to you today?
30年前，当我的同学突然过世的时候，在那个生与死的面前，是那个复活的耶稣基督把神的话放在我的心里。
It's 30 years ago when I had my friend was going between life and death that it was God who revealed to me the word of life.
让我看不到死之后会有什么样的路去走的那样一个纠结的时刻，神的那个光照进来，让我知道，哦，耶稣基督那条路可以引我到生命的本源，父神那里去。
When I have this crux of not knowing where the world will lead after death is that great light that God has shined on me.
当疫情当中我的母亲过世之后，
And during the pandemic, when my mother passed away,
是复活的耶稣基督对我的心的讲话，在那个生与死亲人的生离死别的当中，体会到那个真的是人没有办法给予我的那个真实的安慰和力量。
And at the time when I was just dealing with the sorrow of a dear one departing, and that God has given me the true comfort.
我虽然没有亲眼见过复活的耶稣基督，但是靠着神加给我的信心，使我在没有盼望的时候有盼望，使我在忧伤当中能够得到真实的安慰，这种的经历是真真实实的，所以我在这里可以跟大家做见证。
Even though I have not physically seen the resurrected Jesus, but my experience of how God has given me true comfort in my own sadness, and that is the one that bears testimony for me.
这就是主耶稣基督所讲的。
And that's what Jesus said.
他对那些跟他的门徒说，你们因为看见才相信。
He said to those disciples that you believe when you see.
而以后有许许多多的人是比你们更有福的，他们是没有看见，而是凭着里面的信心相信耶稣的死为我们的罪，耶稣的复活带给我们永生的盼望，他们是更有福的人。
There are many who will be more blessed than you because they will believe without seeing.
要相信。旧约的圣经给我们这么多的证据。
And there are many evidence from the Old Testament.
这里引用了，他引了三段的圣经。
He referenced three passages from the Old Testament.
诗篇第二篇，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And in the second Psalm, you are my son, today I become your father.
这就是后来罗马书当中哈，保罗在讲说，按照这个肉体说，他是大卫的后裔；按照圣善的灵说，他从死里复活，显明他是神的儿子。
And then,In the Paul would later said that he is a descendant of David, but yet through his resurrection, that would be proving that he is the Son of God.
他引用的第二段旧约的经文是以赛亚书啊，我必将所应许大卫那圣洁可靠的恩典赐给你们。
He also referenced Isaiah 55, I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David.
第三段哈是引用诗篇十六篇哈，今天我们读过的哈，又有一篇上写，你必不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
And he also referenced Psalm 16, you will not let your holy one see decay.
大家注意啊，这个他们引用这些圣经都不是随便乱引的。
And they don't just kind of reference Bible kind of carelessly.
大家知道这个耶稣复活以后，亲自跟那个以马忤斯路上的那个门徒啊，两个小时跟他们解经啊，跟他们讲解圣经的话哈。
On the road to Emmaus, Jesus was explaining for 2 hours to disciples.
凡是诗篇和先知书律法里面指着耶稣所讲的话，都给他们一五一十解释清楚。
And Jesus explained to all the passages in the Psalms, in the prophets, and all that reference Jesus.
那是在路加福音第24章哈，我们都希望说那一段，哎呀，耶稣到底怎么解经的哈，引用哪些的经文，但是路加就没给我们记。
And now it was recorded in Luke 24, but unfortunately, we didn't really see all the details of how Jesus explained to those two disciples.
那大家知道吗？这些引用的经文在哪里记了？
And but where are those passages recorded?
你在《使徒行传》里面，当这些门徒站起来，使徒站起来讲解福音的时候，引用圣经的时候，我相信他们都是在引用当时耶稣基督所引用的这些经文。
So I believe that all these passages that you see the disciples quoting the Old Testament is probably coming from all that explanation that Jesus gave.
这句话特别明显啊，这个这是大卫的诗篇十六篇哈。你不不叫必不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
And this is a very obvious passage from Psalm 16. You will not let your Holy One see decay.
这不是大卫哦。
It's not talking about David.
这个圣者不是指大卫，大卫死了也朽坏了。
Because David died and decayed.
但是大卫在圣灵的感动之下所讲出的，将来有一位圣者，他的身体他虽然被埋葬，但是不见朽坏的，就是指着耶稣基督从死里复活而讲的。
And it was David moved by the Holy Spirit saying that there will be this Holy One that will not see decay, who will be buried and raised from the dead.
一路读下来哈。圣经里面到处都是这样的证据啊，告诉我们耶稣会死，耶稣会从死里复活。
And as you read the book of the Old Testament, you will see all these evidence that Jesus will die and then be resurrected.
但重要的是我们要相信。
The important thing is we need to believe.
所以第五点啊，保罗就最后落到这里，发出一个邀请，你们要相信。
And so the important thing, the fifth thing is that you have to believe.
也发出一个警告，你们如果不信的话，哦，很危险的。
And then also a warning, not just an invitation, that if you don't believe, it's very dangerous.
所以弟兄们啊，讲了前面四点都讲完了啊。所以弟兄们，你们当晓得，赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。你们靠摩西的律法，在一切不得称义的事上，信靠这人，就都得称义了。
And after all the four points, he said, therefore, my friends, I want you to know that.Through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses.
这句话讲得很浓缩，我相信在场保罗肯定做了很多的解释，但是路加这个作者他就把这个很浓缩的信息集中在这里，你要仔细读这句话什么意思，什么叫在一切不得称义的事上信靠这人就都得称义呢？
And so it's a very condensed recording from Luke, and you need to read it very carefully. What does it mean that through him everyone who believes is set free from every sin?
他们每个安息日都在会堂里读律法。
Every Sabbath they will read the law.
那知道这个犹太人的律法从十诫开始算到底有多少条吗？
And do you know how many laws there are if you start from the beginning?
你们要去过这个圣经博物馆的哈，他们都会问你这个问题哈。有多少条？大家还记得吗
？And Bible Museum visits, you would know they would ask the question, how many?
613条。
613.
613条律法，你们哪一个人守住了？每一条都守住了
？Any one of you who have followed every single one of 613?
所以这就是说，你们靠摩西的律法。如果你们靠行这610条神明确的律法的规定，要靠这个讨神喜悦的话，你们是不可能的。
And if you try to follow the 613, it's not possible for you to please God.
所以这叫在一切不得称义的事上，就是说613条，你总归有好多条你没有守到，对不对？
And because they're going to be bound to some of the 613 that you did not follow, that's why you can be set free from every sin.
但今天的救赎已经在这律法之外显明了。
But yet the salvation has been accomplished outside of the law.
今天神给我们开一条新的路哈，你要信靠这人。
God has opened a new way. You need to believe in Him.
当你信靠耶稣，这个世上没有一个人能够守住613条律法，只出了一个人哈，就是耶稣基督，他全守了。
Only Jesus Christ who has followed every single one.
只有耶稣基督完成了所有律法的规定，一条都没有违反过。
Only Jesus has fulfilled every single one and have not violated anyone.
如果在你没有做到的事情上，你选择信靠耶稣的话
，If you have things that you did not accomplish and you choose to believe in Jesus,
他所完成的义就像一笔存款一样哈，从他的账户就落到你的账户上了。
And so it's like what he has done is from his account go to your account.
你的信心就好像做了一次转账啊，你本来做不到，没有完成上帝的律法，但是耶稣已经完成了。
And,
所以你信的时候，耶稣的义就成了你的义了。
So it's like if you believe in him, then what is in his account will be transferred to your account and credited to you as your righteousness.
朋友们哈，我们都知道我们是有罪的。
Brothers and sisters and friends, we know that we are sinful.
从我们读孔老夫子的话，人非圣贤，孰能无过？我们就知道我们不是完整的人。
And Confucius tells us that we all are sinful.
但今天这里有一个完整的人，被称为义人耶稣基督。
And there is this righteous man Jesus.
你借着相信耶稣基督，他的义就会成为你的义。
If you believe him, his righteousness will become your righteousness.
这是神给我们的礼物哦，要接受。
This is the gift given to us that we need to receive.
要相信，所谓相信就是伸出心灵的手，把这个礼物接过来就好。
So we need to open our hands and receive this gift.
如果你不接，会有警告的哈，这里很严厉的警告哦。所以你们务要小心哦，免得先知书上所说的临到你们，主说你们这轻慢的人要观看，要惊奇，要灭亡。因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信的。
And there's a serious warning here. Take care that what the prophets have said does not happen to you. Look, you scoffers, wonder and perish. For I'm going to do something that in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you.
这是哈巴谷先知的话。
This is from the prophet Habakkuk.
当时神对哈巴谷说：“我要在这里做一件事情啊，但是告诉你们，你们很多人是不信的。”
I'm going to do one thing, but many of you will not believe.
包括先知一开始，他第一次听到，他都不信。
And even in the beginning, the prophet didn't even believe himself.
怎么会有这样的事？
How can that happen?
神会兴起巴比伦人，比我们犹太人还恶。
And then God would raise up the Babylonians, even they're more evil.
神们怎可能做这样的事情，把巴比伦人引过来来惩治我们呢？
How can God use the Babylonians to save us?
所以今天当神说把这样一位啊完美的救主赐给我们，为我们钉十字架，三天以后从死里复活，然后凡是相信的人，相信耶稣基督的人就得永生。有些人听到却要拒绝，不肯相信。
So when people heard that this is perfect Savior who died on the cross for our sins and was resurrected, and then the people would not believe.
那些不信的人会有什么样的结局呢？
And what kind of ending would these people have?
那你就看看哈巴谷那个时代的人吧。
And look at the people in the reign in the time of Habakkuk.
那些不信的人得到灭亡。
And those who do not believe, they perish.
哈巴谷在那个时候讲出一个很有名的一句话，后来保罗也反复引用的一句话，就是唯有义人因信。
And then Habakkuk would utter this famous saying that only those righteous who believe will receive life.
所以我们知道啊，这个记载只是保罗讲到的一个大纲，很多的细节都没有记载在这里。
We know that this is only an outline of Paul's sermon, and there many details not recorded.
在这里记了他引哈巴谷书的这一句话，那他一定哈，他有个用意，就是要把哈巴谷书里面最重要的这句话要讲出来，要相信呢。因为只有相信的人才能够因着你的信在神的面前称义，得到真实的生命。
And that's why he quoted from Habakkuk. It's the most important part of it is that only through believing would you be righteous and receive salvation.
这是保罗所传的福音。
And that is the gospel preached by Paul.
这也是我们所相信的福音。
This is what we believe in.
这是我们不断在传扬的福音。
This is what we continue to preach.
就是耶稣基督是上帝所拣选的救主。
And that Jesus Christ is the Savior promised by God.
因着他的死和复活，成就了这个福音，已经完成了。
And because of his death and resurrection, and those have been accomplished.
我们不需要增加，也不可能减少了。
We cannot add or we cannot subtract.
在已经完成的这个救恩的面前，人要选择相信，要悔改，要改变你对耶稣基督的看法。借着你的悔改，借着你的相信，你的生命会被彻底的改变。
And then we need to respond through our repentance, and our lives can be changed.
我们听到空难的事情，我们都觉得很可惜。
We felt sad when we heard about the aviation disasters.
但你有没有问过，如果你是在那架飞机上的人，在那一瞬间就进入永恒的话，你的永恒是跟神在一起呢，还是会跟神永远分离呢？
And if you're one of those people on that plane, what would you think in that moment that changed forever? Would you be with God forever, or would you be separated from God?
可能过两天我们就又淡忘了。
And then maybe in two days later, we kind of would forget about this.
但这件事情是实实在在的摆在每一个人的面前的。
But this thing is concretely put in front of every one of us.
这样的事情天天在发生，有些事情我们是知道，有些事情只不过我们不知道而已。
Actually, it's happening every day. Something we know about, something we don't.
最近我们知道的、认识的一个姊妹，她回国去陪父母去过春节。
Sister, we know she went back to China to spend a new year with her parents.
多好的事情!
A wonderful thing.
又回去陪父亲吃完晚饭,当天晚上父亲摔了一跤就脑溢血住院。
And then after the dinner that night, the father fell down and then would have bleeding in the brain and go into the hospital.
春节之前几天的事情。
And it's only a few days before the new year.
脑溢血昏迷住进医院,医生说救不回来。
And then after the father went to the hospital, the doctor said cannot be saved.
所以昏迷以后就没办法醒过来。
And after a coma, cannot wake up.
然后他们就在大年初一的时候就把父亲管子都拔掉以后就接他回家。
And then they removed the breathing tube on the New Year's Day and took him home.
把老父亲接回到家,一进家门口,老父亲就走。
And then the moment the father got into the house, then he passed away.
今生与永恒之间就隔着这一口气啊。
And what separates this life and eternity is that one breath.
这口气吐出去,没有再进来的气的话,这个人就没了。
And when that breath goes out, didn't come in, then that person passed away.
这样的事情天天在发生。
It happens every day.
朋友们,我要问你了,你预备好了吗?
Friends, I want to ask you, are you prepared?
你所爱的家人预备好了吗?
The family you love, are they prepared?
只有耶稣基督能够救我们。 当我们离开这个世界的时候,可以在耶稣基督里面与神永永远远的同在。
Only Jesus can save us in Christ that we will be forever with God.
今天我在这里邀请你。
Today I invite you.
借着相信耶稣基督得到神给你的这个永生的礼物。
Through believing in Jesus to receive this gift of life, of eternal life.
来投靠耶稣。
To go to Jesus.
这是他给我们宝贵的应许。
This is his precious promise to us.
让一切相信的人不至灭亡,反得永生。
Those who believe in him will receive eternal life and not perish.
我们接下来会唱一首回应的诗歌。
We'll sing a song of response.
宝血活泉。
And the precious blood of the living spring.
盼望在这里每一个人都能够明白这首诗歌所唱的。
So that everyone would understand what we're singing.
不管我们的人的罪多么的深重,
it doesn't matter how deep our sins are.
只要你来到这个泉水的面前,一洗就干净。So
that when you come to this living stream and you wash and you be cleansed.
因为这个血是从十字架上流出来的。
And that blood came from the cross.
是神儿子耶稣基督的血。
Is the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他可以赦免你的罪,
he can forgive your sins.
赐给你永远的生命,
to give you eternal life.
让我们一起带着信心来唱这首诗歌。
With faith, let's sing.